Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the first chapter of Maseches Harios. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis tells us, Horu Beis Din, v'yadu sheta'u, v'chazru behen. So Beis Din made a ruling, and it came to their attention that it was mistaken, and they retracted. Bein shehaviu kaparasan, u'bein shelo haviu kaparasan, whether or not they already brought their sacrifice, v'halach v'asa apihen, and some person went and acted according to their original ruling. So they retracted, and he's still doing the thing that they said was okay. Rabbi Shimon poter, Rabbi Shimon says this person does not need to bring a sacrifice. Rabbi Eliezer omer, safek. But Rabbi Eliezer says, it depends. Ezahu safek, what does it depend upon? Yashiv lo betoch beso chayev. If the guy is sitting home, then he's obligated. Halach lo medina sayam pater. But if he's overseas, then he's exempt. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Moda ani bezeh shehu karov liftor min hachova. It seems to me that this person is definitely closer to being exempt than he is to being obligated. Amar lo ben Azai. Ben Azai says, Maishna zeh min hayoshev bebeso. What's the difference between this person who's overseas from someone who's sitting at home? Shahayoshev bebeso, efshar hayalo sheyishma. And the answer is that someone who is sitting home alone could have heard that they retracted. Bezeh lo haya efshar lo sheyishma. But the person who's overseas, well, there's no way he could have heard. He's on a boat, he's on a caravan. There's just no way word could have reached him that things reverted to the previous status quo. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says he's exempt. Kivan shepasha harasam berov tzibor, because the ruling spread throughout the majority of the people. Rabbi Eliezer omer safek, and Rabbi Eliezer says it depends. Hoyol v'hayelo lishol b'chol eis al dvarim shenis chadshu b'beizdin v'lo sha'al harei zeh kemishin estapek lo im chata im lo chata umevi asham taloi. So since he should have kept up to date with the Beis Din news, and he didn't, then he's like somebody who acted doubtfully. He doesn't know whether or not he sinned, and therefore he should bring an Asham Taloi, a conditional sacrifice. If I sinned, then this, and if not, then that. The halacha Rabbi Eliezer, and the halacha does follow Rabbi Eliezer. Skipping a little. B'yoshev v'beso, we're talking about someone who's home. Kishahu yoshev v'beso b'mindina, Shahoru ba Beisdin. Shahaya Efsha Shayishma Shahazru Bahem Beisdin Meharasam. So this is talking about somebody who's home in the country where the Beisdin made their ruling, and it was possible for him to keep up with the news. Avahalachlom Lamedina Sayam, but if he went overseas, the Lav Dafka Halach, and it doesn't even necessarily mean that he went. Hechzik b'derech l'leches, afal pisha adayin lo halach, svira le l'Rabbi Akiva, shemipnei tirdaso l'tseis l'derech, eno shoal im chazru behen beizdin. But even if he's just getting ready for the journey, he hasn't left yet, but he's got a lot of work to do, this is enough to occupy a person that he doesn't think to follow up on Beis Din rulings. U'patar me'asham taloi, so he would not have to bring this conditional sacrifice. U'ben Azai savar, but Ben Azai feels, Ben Azai feels, since he hasn't yet left, he should have asked. Mishnah Gimel. Horu Beis Din la'akor es kol haguf. If Beis Din ruled to do away with an entire body of laws in the Torah, so some entire topic altogether, for example, Amru ein nida b'Torah, they said there's no such thing as menstrual woman halachas in the Torah. Ein Shabbos b'Torah, there's no such thing as keeping the Sabbath in the Torah. Ein avodah zarah b'Torah, there's no prohibition against idolatry in the Torah. Hare elu paturin, if they ruled any of these things, then they're exempt from bringing a sacrifice because these are not the cases that the Torah is talking about when it gave us these rules. Horu levato miktsas ulekayem miktsas, but if they ruled to do away with part of a body and keep part of a body, hare elu chayavin. That's the case where they're obligated to bring a sacrifice. Ketzad, what are some examples of this? Amru yeshni debatara ava haba al shemeras yom kineged yom pater. They said, for example, there is such a thing as nida in the Torah, but if someone has relations with a woman who's counting days against days, that's exempt. That's okay to do. Yeh Shabbos b'Torah, aval hamotzi mirashus hayachid l'rashus harabim pater. If they say there is such a thing as Shabbos, but you can carry between public and private domains, that's all right, then they would need to bring a sacrifice for saying that. Yeh avodah zarah b'Torah, aval hamishtachav pater. If they say there is such a thing as idolatry, but it's okay to bow down to an idol, that's not a problem, then again, they would need to bring a sacrifice for that ruling. Hare elu chayavim. In all of these cases, the Beis Din has to bring a sacrifice. Shene amar, because the Torah tells us. Venelam davar, a matter is concealed. Davar velo kol haguf, a matter is concealed, not the entirety of the matter. Bart Nuro, la kores kol haguf, if they ruled to override an entire body of laws. Kol ikara shel mitzvah, the entire matter of a mitzvah, kidmafarish va'azil, as the Mishnah goes on to explain. Hare elu paturin, if they did that, then they would be exempt from a karban, dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, v'ne'elam davar, that if a matter is concealed, karibe v'ne'elam mi davar, that can also be read as if the mem is doubled, so v'ne'elam mi davar, that if some part of a matter is concealed, miktsas hadavar velo kula, only a portion of the matter, not the entirety of it. Aval haba al shomeres yom keneged yom. For example, if someone says, if Beis Din rules that there is such a thing as nida in the Torah, but it's okay to have relations with a woman who's counting days. Begemara parech, the Gemara asks, Daha shomeres yom keneged yom b'torah ksiv. The rule of a woman counting days is actually written in the Torah. Usvarala says she should count. Malamishish soferis echad keneged echad. She counts one per one. V'kol midi dechsiv b'Torah ein Beis Din chayavin a love karban. And anything that's actually written in the Torah is not covered under this rule of the erroneous judgment for which Beis Din would have to bring a sacrifice. Umafarish b'Gemara, and the Gemara explains, kigon to amri zava lo havi ella biyamama klomar kishiroa dam biyom velo kishiroa b'layla dechsiv koyame zova. So they give an example. For example, if they're talking about a woman who has a flow that makes her what's called a zava, and if they say that that's only during the day and that's not by night, based on a reading of the pasuk. So they're explaining how this doesn't mean the case that Beis Din would actually not be exempt for ruling. Hamotzi mirashus hayachid l'rashus harabim pater. Another case is if they say it's okay to transport between domains on Shabbos. Vamri hachnasav hotza asura. So they acknowledge that transporting between domains is prohibited on Shabbos. Dichsiv ayetze ish mimkomo. It says a person can't go out from his domain, meaning he can't carry from domain to domain. Zrika vehoshata muteres. But they rule that, for example, throwing something from domain to domain or rolling it would be permitted, not carrying it. Hamishtachav epater. Similarly, if they say that you're allowed to bow down to an idol, the amri hishtachav de esba poshet yadayim v'raglayim asura dechsiv lo tishtachav el acher. So they rule that only bowing down in a way in which you stick your arms and legs out is prohibited, because the Torah does say not to bow down to any foreign false gods. But they rule that if it's the kind of bowing down that does not involve sticking out your arms and legs, that would be okay. The klala de milsa, and the general rule of the matter is, ein Beis Din chayavin ad sheyori b'davar she'ein hatzedukin modin bo. The general rule is that Beis Din would not be obligated to bring a sacrifice until they ruled on something that the Sadducees would agree with. But if they rule on something that the Sadducees agree with, paturin mekarben sibor, then they don't bring the sacrifice for the concealed matter. And if anyone actually acted according to their ruling, then they would have to bring their own sacrifice, because something that even the Sadducees do is so apparent from the Torah, it's not what we're talking about. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnah Dalid and Hey.